Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed.
I'm Dave, and I'd like to wish everyone a happy International World Turtle Day.
World Turtle Day?
Yeah.
Wow. Is it like worlds in W-H-I-R-R-L-E-D, like it's spinning, or worlds in like the globe?
World is in the globe.
That's probably much safer for the turtle.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
Oh, and I'm Valerie, and I've had 3 cosmopolitans.
Fun facts abound.
Yeah. Well, I guess we know how you're doing.
Yeah, oh, I'm doing fantastic.
How are you, Dave?
I'm doing pretty well. You know, found out that it was International World Turtle Day, and I was just like, man, I just hope I'm turtle enough for it.
Believe
oh,
me,
my God.
You are turtle enough for it. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Possibly that you're
for
a little
the turtle club.
You're a little slow.
I did find out. So it's kind of like a turtle, a caterpillar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I found out that Lisa is really afraid of caterpillars.
Really?
Yeah. She could not get out of that thing's way fast enough.
Wow.
They are really creepy, though. They're like fuzzy worms. Nobody wants that.
Which is weird, because apparently she doesn't have a problem with Dave's fuzzy worm.
No, she does not.
But that's less of a caterpillar and more of an inchworm at best.
At best.
She'd see it after he goes swimming.
Yeah, it doesn't
goes back in.
We don't want to
like a rooster.
We don't want to confuse this though. It doesn't regenerate like a regular worm, you know. Yeah, so no. don't do that.
Actually,
game.
You don't know because you haven't tried. So Lisa, just bob at him for me, would you please?
You do not have permission. What's new with you, Mr. Sir?
Literally nothing. Had a little ear infection. That was dope.
A little ear infection,
yes.
Did you try one of these skank headphones on?
I was a little loosey-goosey with studio headphones, I guess. No, yeah. I've never touched those studio headphones.
No?
Never.
Week 2 of the gross headphones, by the way.
For you?
For me.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, your infection's coming your way.
Coming.
Possibly something worse.
Yeah. You now have ear herpes.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even know that was a thing, and now it is.
Yep.
Congratulations. Hopefully the cosmopolitans you've had will counteract it. It's like rubbing alcohol, but different. Did you put them in your ears, or did you drink them normally?
I drank them normally, but now I kind of wish I put them in my ears.
That's not going to be great for you.
No, it is not.
God damn it.
Yeah, what can you do?
Oh, well. Mm.
So, I feel bad that Jeff's not here for the great Alex Jones update.
Yeah, I feel like he'd really miss this.
Well, hopefully he's listening.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He does. He does listen to this.
And good guys listen to this.
That's true. And so do some bad guys.
And some good girls.
And
some bad girls.
And some real bad girls, if you know what I'm saying. Talking about Dave.
Yep, obviously.
Did you hear about Alex Jones's claim against Chobani yogurt? Which, by the way, the word yogurt bugs me out.
Really? Because I was going to say I love the word.
I hate it.
Yogurt.
I hate. Like, I can say it just fine. But seeing it spelled up, especially
yogurt.
Yogurt.
I believe the Italians call it yogurt.
All right.
Hang on. Let's, real important. Do you spell yogurt with an H or without an H? Because I think it's spelled both ways.
I spell without an H.
Without an H.
All right,
American.
Good.
Then it would be, wouldn't it be yogurt then?
No.
It's Y-O-H, right?
Yeah.
Like,
it's yogurt. Y-O-G-H-U-R-T.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
It's like pronouncing Target.
Or Van Gogh and Van Gogh. Like, go Van Gogh yourself.
Who does that?
One of your
former companions?
One of your lovers.
Yeah.
One of your many gentlemen callers who love the music of the Insane Clown Posse.
I minored in art history. Of course I'm going to hear someone call Van Gogh.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Van Gogh. That's miserable.
So, Alex Jones was saying that Chobani, the yogurt company, was bringing in, and I'm quoting here, migrant rapists to work in their factory in Idaho. And Chobani correctly sued, I believe the technical term is, the shit out of him.
Oh.
And
you had two avenues there. You could have said sued the shit or sued the pants off. One or the other.
Oh,
I'm glad they went shit, because yeah. If they I do pants, not want to see Alex sexy. Jones pantsless.
Yeah. Nobody does. There's not enough money anyway. For him to be seen pantsless. So they he lost.
Okay.
And now he is a sad conspiracy theorist.
I have a question. Conspiracy theorists usually come up with like all the details in regards to how this whole thing happened. How were they getting these migrant rapists in?
I got to be honest with you, Dave. I didn't do that much research into it because every time I see a picture of Alex Jones, I throw up.
That makes sense.
As
most of America should.
Yeah. You'd think.
I didn't know if it was the alcohol coming up or the actual sight of him, so I didn't want to say anything about
that. Hey, don't limit yourself. It could be both.
Could be both.
So apparently Chobani created a foundation to help refugees and, you know, get them jobs in the factory, which, you know, good on him.
Good
work. And then this walking, sentient, rotted cottage cheese factory decided that was all, you know, evil people.
Oh, well, of course.
Because they're not, you know, the specimens of human perfection that
he is.
That this dumpy garbage bag of rotten egg whites is.
So he lost.
He lost.
In, like, blazing fashion? Or was it like, hey, don't worry about it. We're cool.
I mean the quote that he said he put out regarding his apology actually was kind of professional. I dig it.
Well, it would have
a
to be.
A lawyer wrote it.
It would have to be against the backdrop of, we will defeat these people, Mr. Jones said. This is my fight. I'm sorry, hang on. I got to yell a little bit more to be him. This is my fight. This is your fight. This is our fight against a bunch of authoritarian, globalist, third world populations allied with the global elite who are totally cold-blooded. Excuse me. Oh. Thank you, guys. Thank you, I appreciate it.
If there were a Grammy for podcasts,
we would not win it, but I'd at least try.
You'd be mentioned.
I would, yeah. And for best Alex Jones impersonation is Stephen Colbert. And for worst is that fat guy over there.
Who we didn't invite here.
Yeah, we don't even know why he showed
up. Security!
Why is he staring at Demi Lovato like that? Get him out of here.
Yeah. Hey, no one can blame me on that one.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, that was so that warmed the cockles of my heart.
I mean,
all 27 cockles.
Oh, that's my favorite number.
I know.
I have a question for you.
I have an answer for you.
We know what Alex Jones looks like.
We do.
We all do.
It's gnarly.
Now, today's fashion trends.
Oh, God.
Right? And Alex Jones. I feel like if they met somewhere in the middle, we'd have one of the greatest pictures of all time.
Oh, my God.
See, here's the thing. You say greatest. I say horrifying.
Well, yeah. For me, it's just a synonym.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I suppose it's like, you know, when the hate cheetah was saying that it's the greatest witch hunt of all time. I'm like, yeah, it is a great witch hunt.
It is.
This is so dope. This is a fun witch hunt for me. Sucks for you.
The only downside to this witch hunt that he was referring to is that we know who the witch is.
Yeah, I know.
A witch hunt, usually you don't know who the witch is. Yeah,
are you the witch? Are you the witch? No.
Oh, we got him.
Yeah, we got
him. We just
got
to prove that he's green and has a big pot that he's brewing or something.
And a real tiny broom, if you know what I'm saying.
Hey-o.
The broom is his penis.
Oh, nice.
Thanks. So which of the fashion trends?
There's so many that I've heard about recently. But the one that concerns me the most because...
it involves you.
It's marketed towards someone like me, I think.
Oh boy.
Well,
are you implying that you're a man?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'll take lines that his girlfriend has said for 1,000.
But the male romper or the romp hymns, as they call them in the streets.
Yeah, the romp hymns.
That kind of sounds like sexual to me.
First of all, it's very sexual.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
I have a couple of opinions on the romp hymn.
Okay. One, let me just put this into context, people.
Please do.
He's currently wearing one. So
excuse
his
me.
Opinion is slightly
Excuse
skewed.
Me. I'm wearing two for support. okay?
No, those do not give you support, so I understand.
Somebody, yeah, that's why I'm wearing two, so I have extra, you know. You got to keep all the places where they're supposed to be instead of just, you know, flying about.
It's true.
So my first thing is I like to think that what, you know, I don't want to hear people saying, oh, you can't wear that, because first of all, if you're telling that to me, you're right, I can't wear that because I'll come spilling out of it. But, you know, if you're comfortable and you feel secure in that, that's fine. But I'll tell you this much. If they put a fly in that thing, that's sexist. Because a romper, uh-huh, for the ladies, you have to take that whole thing off to go pee.
Oh, yeah.
This should
right.
be an equality sort of situation where you have to keep.
Lisa brought that up. Oh. Lisa brought that up. She goes, I tell you, if guys are wearing that, I'd love to go into the guy's restroom to see how they work that with the urinal.
I don't think she wants to go into the guy's restroom. That's usually not a safe place for anybody. I mean, if she wants to, she can, like, I'll say that she, you know, got hit in the head with a brick.
Yeah.
And she can just wander in and be like, I like cheese. And see what's going on, you know.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. They're all quite interesting looking. Like, the patterns they've chosen to kind of market this whole romp him thing. Mm.
They look like baby onesies.
Well, that's all a romper is.
That's what a romper, yeah.
No, I know, exactly, but like in the summer, like, you know, you see like old pictures of yourself when you were a baby, and like you're wearing like a onesie with like the shorts on it. Like, some of them have that little tuft on the leg. And, like, I remember seeing one of the pictures where the guy looks like me from, like, 24 years ago. It was like, what? I'm pretty sure I had that one.
Wait a minute. Are you sure you're not referring to an actual baby? Because if they look like you from 24 years ago.
I was one.
Okay, that's still
a baby.
I consider that baby-esque.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, though. Like, they have, like.
And by the way, I believe you meant cuff, not tuft.
No, it's a tuft. Like, it poofs out on the leg. Like, it's very short and it comes out like a mushroom.
We don't know.
that may not be, okay. If you're seeing the mushroom down by his leg, that may not be the pants.
Oh my god.
Yeah. No.
Just kidding.
He leans left.
Yeah.
He leans left.
I'm pulling up a picture of what I mean.
But yeah. Cough buttons, fun Who? Fact.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Who invited the Crypt Keeper?
Thank you by the way, for putting the picture of Alex Jones in a romp him in my head.
Yeah, I feel like
right now I'm seeing Moose Knuckle Alex Jones, which, for those who are not aware, that is camel toe for dudes.
Yep, we learned that very early on in our podcasting days.
Yeah, that was season one.
Season one. It's a throwback.
That's
Monday.
Those are pockets, boo boo.
No, but like, yeah. Do you see how it looks?
We're going pictures. Yeah, no, he's slanted left. that's just him excited with all of his friends.
The possibilities. Now, hang on, let me see that for a second.
I like the guy in the polka dots.
Yeah, we'll have to. Like, we'll have to tweet these pictures out at some point.
Yeah,
this is great podcasting material.
It is, because all right, it does not look like there is a fly.
No, there's no fly.
But it does look like. Well, it looks like there's a button that continues down. So you don't have to.
So you gotta like just un.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you know this. You don't have to remove every button to unbutton something.
That's true.
Like if you had an itchy belly button, you could just go.
There are buttons in that area to let you pee.
It appears to. I mean, I'm spending more time looking at this guy in a pink romp him's junk than I'd like to, but yeah, it appears to be that there is some button situation there.
So now, what if now you're going number two? You got to take the whole thing down.
Oh yeah, you got to go.
You
got to get real weird with it. Yeah. Yeah, it's not going
to
be.
But I have to say, the shorter the shorts, the easier the access.
To
so,
poop?
No. Oh, I'm sorry. I was going somewhere else with that.
Yeah, first of all, to everybody in this room, no matter how short the shorts are, it's not that easy access. there's only so much you can do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, now for pooping, that would be, first of all, disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just hang on. I just got to let this out through the back of my leg real quick. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Oh.
I feel like, and I also feel like briefs are a must in a.
Oh, yeah. No, either you are going briefs or you are going awkwardly commando. And that
Wait,
is not.
Do you guys not wear briefs?
No, I wear boxers.
Oh my God.
Boxers well, are way actually, more comfortable.
Technically, I wear boxer briefs because I like the extra wiggle room.
That's the ones
but
I like.
I also enjoy the support.
No, I go all boxers.
Hey, listen, man. We all got our weird things. This is way more information than anybody that listens to this podcast wants to know.
Hey, it's fine. This is all access.
That's true. We're an open book, crotchly speaking.
Jeff, what underwear do you wear?
I don't wear any at all except for thongs.
Exactly what I assumed.
Yep.
I like to call it anal floss.
Oh, sweet woo woo.
Sweet woo woo.
Yeah. Now, okay, so we've talked a lot about men's fashion.
We have.
Now we're going to dive into a subject that I know even less about.
Like, oh, wow. I got to be honest with you. You and men's fashion is a very dicey subject, you know.
It is. True. It really just consists of hoodies and jeans, yeah. Let's be honest.
You're wearing an Under Armour, like, hoodie, workout sweater right now, and I don't think you're working out.
Nope.
Actually,
he is. This is quite a workout for me.
Look at him lift that computer. Seriously.
Oh, and that's a 2012 MacBook Pro.
So anyway.
Good eye.
Heavy as crap.
Anyway, so what I want to do is I wanted to share
what is
a
that?
Picture with the two people in the studio. These are called detachable pants or jeans.
Yeah, all the best pants are detachable, if you know what I'm saying.
Hey-o.
Are button-down detachable jeans. They have non-button-down.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold the phone here. So basically, you've got yourself a nice girdle that you then awkwardly strap leggings on that seem to be a good 6 inches away from the girdle.
Yep.
So that looks like somebody forgot to put the... I'll tell you what this is. Somebody forgot to order enough material and just said... Screw it. We're going to make this work.
Innovation is the product of necessity, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the phrase?
Sounds good enough to me.
Did I screw that up somehow?
You probably did.
Yeah, well, you know.
Whatever.
You know, whatever. It is what it is.
Somebody will correct you on Twitter.
There's also what I affectionately call the diaper jean.
Okay.
Which I believe I've shown you the diaper jean.
I haven't seen it.
This is the detachable jeans, non-button-down version.
Well,
and it essentially looks like a denim diaper.
Okay.
And attached to those, but leaving like about an inch or two at the upper thigh.
Ooh.
There's
well. Before we get to there, about the detachable jeans, you're the resident female here.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on these pants?
First of all, I have something called thunder thighs. So for a girl with a butt. Or any kind of ounce of fat on her body would never be able to pull that off.
Mm.
The girl in the picture could.
Now, if I may interrupt, don't all girls have butts?
Oh, all the girls do have butts, but they're not created equally.
Okay.
Really?
They're separate, but not equal.
Okay.
Okay.
It's turning into a real Supreme Court case over here.
Seriously.
No, but I would never, even if I had like chicken legs like that, I would never wear those. Those are disgusting. Oh, my God. It's so sad. They're like the gross version of a cutoff. And I, you know, the cutoff.
Wait, what's a cutoff?
Zippo with zippers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Well, Dave doesn't. Dave does not know what that is.
No, I have no idea what that is.
You might have to describe it.
Yeah, please.
So cutoffs have the zippers on the knees, and you can cut them off and make them like jeans or, you can make them like shorts or capris instead of just pants.
Wow. I didn't know those existed.
You don't know those?
To be fair, Dave doesn't spend a lot of time wearing women's clothing anymore.
That's true.
That's very true. I don't. I actually spend no time.
Hashtag thank you, Lisa.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so things got really desperate in my single days.
So what's this other, what's the diaper pants?
The diaper pants, like I said, it's a denim diaper.
Okay.
All right. And they leave about a 2-inch space on the upper thigh, but it's slanted up as a diaper would fit. You know?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Look at the vagina is eating the shorts. Then,
wait, hang on. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What was that?
Yep.
It looks like the vagina is eating the shorts.
The Audrey 2 of vaginas. Phenomenal. That's creepy.
Yeah.
I don't know how I would react to somebody wearing the... I'm sorry. I'm still in those cutaway pants. Oh, hey, this... So you tweeted this, but now the page no longer exists.
Good.
Really?
Yeah.
The designer was fired.
And they were like, oh, man, somebody hashtagged it diaper jeans. Oh, man.
Ah, shucks.
We thought we had a winner here, but now it's diaper jeans.
Oh, poop.
You guys. You single-handedly brought down an entire fashion trend, Dave. Congratulations.
You know what that means? I accomplished my goal.
You and Tim Gunn really are the people that have done
the
that.
The weird part is I only have 80 followers, so I don't know how much my diaper jean thing was going to really catch on.
All it takes is one.
That's true.
All it takes is one person to completely destroy your soul. Just one hashtag diaper jeans, and you're like, my entire life's work.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's fashion for the day.
That's. Do you have any fashion trends that you want to talk about?
No, I kind of wanted to bring it back to the rompim section.
Okay, please.
If we will. Like, hey. Let's take a little walk.
Let's take this
Not
journey.
Not in a rompim, please.
No.
Let's take the journey together, but while wearing real pants. Thanks so much.
So as a woman who was able to wear a romper for now, what, like 7 years, I think they've been out. I've never been able to wear them because rompers are so hard to find that you can actually wear without getting either, and I'm sorry to be gross here, camel toe.
That's not gross.
Yeah, we were just talking about moose knuckle, which is decidedly gross. Way grosser.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, moose knuckle is. Ew.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or if you have boobs because you look like a porn star, basically.
Once again, not disgusting.
No. I wasn't being gross about that one. But
I'll tell you what is gross. Dave can't stand up right now.
For these...
Because his leg's asleep, guys. Nothing else. Not like any other weird reasons.
For these douchebag guys that think that they can wear a romp him and get away with it. If I see one in a bar or something, I'm just going to be like, you know what? You deserve to drink because you have horrible decisions in life. And I'm speaking from a place of I did drink. So
you did.
Like, I just don't understand why do you guys have to take over everything? Like what?
I mean, speaking as a white male, it's because everything exists for me. Duh. Hashtag white privilege.
I'm pretty sure if
that
my
is my privilege
comes to my house in a romp him. Oh, it's so over. That's so sad.
Is it really?
Oh, it's so over.
Is that the line?
After we do some hand stuff in the car.
Are you going to... So, anyway, hold on. I have a question. You're saying easy access. Now, are you unbuttoning a button and then going down, or are you working your way up the super short shorts?
Super short shorts, obviously.
Oh, okay.
That's not going to be comfortable.
No.
That's not
going to
be
for him.
No. Not in any way.
I'm down a finger and a broken hand here, so it'll be a little easier for me at least.
So how often does your mom listen to this podcast?
Never.
I'm going to send her a link on Facebook.
Please don't. She's Catholic.
One thing that it kind of lends itself to gentlemen like me and Ed.
The romp him? Why would it lend itself to... Excuse me, sir. I have the voluptuous boobs that she was referring to.
I know, but...
It would make me look like quite the porn star. Actually, that's not a bad idea.
We have an idea, guys.
Excuse me, I'm just ordering it on Amazon real quick.
Pod porn.
Anyway. I'm going to go do it on a train, and then Dave can have a real weird afternoon.
Yep. Anyway.
Transportation.
Yep.
Dum-da-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
What I was saying was, you know, we both are, well, let's just say tiny. Right? So we wouldn't have to worry about things... leaking out and
that's
wow.
Stuff like that.
That I mean, I don't know about my butt. That's my true. Butt might just come flying right out. I gotta be honest with you. Like, you know, if I have something that's just even slightly spicy, that romp him is going to end up being a diaper jean. That's all that's gonna be. You know, you give me one half of a quesadilla from Taco Bell, and it's just, that the thing's gonna have to be thrown away.
That's true.
I'm doomed.
If I have any dairy, I mean...
Yeah, exactly.
The winds are going to be blowing on that sail.
Yeah, yeah. Going to be jet-propelled through our...
What they should do is they should put...
Like the old-timey Long John backs?
Yeah.
Yeah, they should do that for both sexes, though. Like, you know, oh, I mean...
Absolutely.
You know,
I too.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'd like to think of myself as somebody who's big on equality, and I think easy access pooping should be a right for everybody.
Absolutely. And trust me, I'm not the only one that waits the last minute to run to the bathroom. I'm not spending the time...
I'm sorry. Is there another way to do it?
Exactly.
How else am I supposed to get my exercise in?
Seriously.
If it's not, like an absolute life or death photo finish emergency, I ain't getting my cardio on.
Right? Now, like, how many buttons are on these romp hymns? There's got to be at least, what, 10?
At minimum.
At minimum, it depends on 10 the buttons. Size. I got to take off 10 buttons. I have a hard time unzipping my fly in time to pee.
That's
I gotta
true.
I got to unbutton 10 buttons.
That's true. I've seen where that has gone wrong.
Sweet Jesus.
Yeah, no, that's, that will lead. I feel like this is going to cause a national pandemic of just dudes shitting their pants. I feel like that is what we're
luckily,
heading.
The shorts.
To be fair, in this picture, I see literally zero people that I wouldn't be like, oh no, that poor guy shit his pants. Now all of these people deserve to shit their pants.
Especially the one on the right.
Yeah, I was thinking more this
watermelon looking motherfucker.
he's reverse watermelon because the red is on the outside.
Oh, true.
But yeah, no, like all these and. All right, so some of these people have, like, the Rico Suave button situation going on with their, on the top.
Oh, good.
Where it's, like, five buttons down. You're like, check out my man boobies.
Because a romp him isn't revealing enough.
Yeah.
They all look like villains from every 80s, like, high school, like, ski lodge movie.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to have
to. That's a real niche market you brought up there.
You're going to have to put on a variety show in order to pay for the ski lodge so that they don't take it over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo-wee.
You are right.
Dad owns the ski lodge. Also, do you want to do some lines in the bathroom?
Off of a baby?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
That just got weird fast.
To be fair, I said it earlier. It's a callback.
Oh.
I don't know if that actually made it onto the original recording, but if it didn't, just so you all know.
It was said.
It is such a callback. It's a professional comedy, people.
Absolutely.
Professional.
Can we just talk about the headline of that freaking article that you were just reading?
We can. I don't know what it was.
It was HuffPo claims that the male romper is offensive.
It is to anyone with taste.
it's offensive to my eyeballs.
Yeah.
It's offensive because it should be gender neutral. Why the fuck does a romper have to be neutral? I'm done.
I can turn the mic off, I guess.
Oh, man. Wait a minute.
What a minute?
I'm sorry. I have to. As an update from the National Review, which may be the least reputable website in the world, not the least reputable, InfoWars still exists. Apparently it has a fly.
Well, that is good news.
Apparently zipper? It has a zipper fly.
Good.
I don't actually find that very offensive because we can't stick it out to pee, so.
I find it offensive because I want to see these people pee their pants.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, though, I mean, you're still going to have to undo all those buttons and unzip and get your arms out of sleeves before you can poop.
Oh, my God. It's so hard.
Get ready to see a lot of naked dudes in your future, guys.
Well, no.
Well, I mean, you know, what else would you do on a Saturday?
Yeah. Penn Station bathroom.
Who was railing about the Penn Station? It was Tucker Carlson was yelling about Penn Station bathrooms last week.
They're delightful.
I don't even know.
Never a line.
Yeah, right?
And never, like, overtly dirty. Like, it's gross, but it's not, like, terrible.
Right, but
it never really smells that bad.
It's gross in the way that most public bathrooms are gross.
Yeah.
I believe they got rid of did they get rid of the urinal trough?
Yes.
Yeah, that was the grossest thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be standing that close to where a splashback from somebody else's pee is going to hit me.
And I'll be honest, the Jones Beach bathroom in peak season, much worse than Penn
Station. Oh, so much worse. So much worse.
So much worse. You got the sand, the salt water.
The sand, the salt water, and the fish and person poo?
Yeah. Ugh. That's just
God,
horrible.
Just pee in the ocean like a fish.
Like real humans do.
I think we broke the intern.
Yeah,
like
we
aquatic
did.
Humans do.
Yeah, like those merfolk. So for those of you who may not have heard that, she just slapped the hand that has the two busted fingers on the desk in elation and then broke herself.
That's just how funny you are.
It's true.
It hurts.
So funny it hurts.
back to the Penn Station bathroom. So
as we always go.
One thing I can say about the women's bathroom is that even if you think all the stalls are, you know, taken, there's always a back room, like a back area. There's like a hallway that you can take to go to more stalls. So it's like you never give up on your dreams. You know, you really got to pee. Even if all the stalls are taken, there's a tunnel to the back and there's another bathroom.
Never give up on your dreams. There's a back alley to pee in.
I mean, that's the
advice
dream.
Advice for life.
Yeah. you just graduated. Was that like your acceptance speech where you were like, hi, I'm the valedictorian. And here's the thing.
Is she the valedictorian?
The valedictorian, yes. I want you to know that no matter what your dreams, no matter how hard they seem, there's always a back room you can whiz in.
Even if all the stalls are taken and all the stall doors are closed, there's always one that's open in the back.
And that right there was a recording of the Mike Pence commencement speech at Notre Dame.
But be sure that you're only hanging out with people with, you know, don't go into the wrong bathroom and call your wife mother.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, well, on that inspiring bit of business.
Yes. We must turn our attention to what today is.
That's true.
What
we
today
do have an
is,
important
besides Turtle Day.
Besides there's something Turtle. More important than
there's
Turtle Day?
Something, in my opinion, it's way more important.
Good luck.
We've had a few guests, and I 100%, I think Science was a wonderful guest.
Science was a wonderful guest.
He was a wonderful guest. When our intern comes in, wonderful guest.
True.
But I think she's more of a part of the group.
She's part of the family.
Not really a guest. So
yeah,
much.
That's why.
Oh, thank you.
But I think our greatest guest of all time happened in season one.
It did.
When I literally got my ass torn out by my own very girlfriend.
Actually, I believe you got your dick torn out by your girlfriend.
That too.
Yeah. That is still one of. I listen to that episode when I'm feeling bad in a day. Because it just makes you feel great listening to her.
I do too.
That's weird.
I imagine she's talking about someone else.
And, she's not.
Yeah, I know. But that lovely lady turns an unnamed age today.
Smart.
Good work.
Yes. Yeah. So it's her birthday.
Somebody learned from the last time he announced an age, didn't he?
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
And got the age wrong.
Lisa's a lucky lady.
On the wrong side of wrong, too.
Yes, I did. But yes, happy birthday, Lisa.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
So yeah, that's about that.
That's great.
Yes. Had to give a little birthday shout out to my girl.
You absolutely need to give a birthday shout out to the missus.
Yes.
Always.
Always.
Every week.
So.
Even when it's not her birthday. Just every week, week from now on, we're just going to shout out that it's her birthday.
Yep. Happy birthday again.
You betcha.
Next week. And all weeks beyond.
Forever.
Forever. Anyway, see you next week?
Yeah, maybe.
Right.
Possibly.
Cool.